program, you are invited to bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And JJ.
We will continue taking your calls at 855-450-FREE. Also invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there we give to you. So unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, it's all free over at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and enjoy. And you can create the content of the site. Everything you see there on the front page with the numbers, those items with numbers next to them, those were created by you, listeners like you. You can go and find whatever link you like on the web somewhere. You copy that link, post it over on our site as show prep, and then other listeners can vote it up or down, and you get to vote on things too, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more people see it. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. As we go back to Creighton, listening in Kentucky, you called in tonight, Creighton, to talk about health care, and specifically a question of how do you do it if you aren't tied in with some corporation. You brought up Keene for some reason, and I guess it's simply because there's a large amount of liberty-minded people here that maybe more of them consider themselves entrepreneurs or are trying to work in the agora, work without governmental permission, work outside of the corporate world. I don't know how true that is. I think a lot of people here have jobs with companies. But all that said, your question is, how do you handle health care if you don't have one of those corporate jobs?
Well, yeah, that's basically what I'm asking.
You pay cash. I mean, that's how you do it, unless right. You have health insurance.
Well, there's several different methods outside of going to a normal, I guess, hospital routine. There's a lot of information within the community, and a lot of individuals willing to look out, looking for information, whether it's Google or, you know, WebMD.
That's a great site.
Many different sites in going and taking that information and treating themselves in many respects. I think there's also individuals within our circle of friends that are medical professionals, whether they're EMTs, they're nurses. There's also individuals who are pursuing degrees in doctor, in, you know, physician type degrees. So there's a lot of information to be had, and it's not like consulting your doctor, in which they want to obviously guard and protect what information they give you. They want to give you only what information you need because they want you to come back and talk to them. Whereas a lot of these individuals are willing to give you a lot of information, and using that information, you can best decide how to serve yourself or fix yourself.
There are also kind of people pass around word about doctors that are more friendly to cash payers, for instance. There's a cash doctor that's probably about 40 minutes outside of Keene, and I heard there's another one, maybe like a half an hour outside of Keene, that does take cash and offers a 20% discount for people that are paying cash. So that kind of information makes its way around the activist community. People recommend options like that. But, you know, I mean, if you don't have a corporate health care, then you got to pay for it out of pocket, or you've got to, you know, get your own health care. Fortunately, I'm fairly young. I mean, I'm in my early 30s, and I'm in good health, at least as far as I can tell. I get sick occasionally. But besides that, you know, I'm at a time in my life where fortunately I'm not having to spend much time in a hospital. I tried to get health insurance a few years ago just because, you know, I heard it was important. Getting older, maybe I should look at this now. And I was denied. They wouldn't let me get health insurance because I was honest with them. And I told them that I had used a drug within the last few years. And they're like, well, if you've used it within the last X years, we can't cover you. So I guess I shouldn't have been honest with them. But all that said, some people would say that for the amount of money folks would spend on health insurance, if they would just sock it away in a savings account, they'd be better off in the long run and maybe only get like catastrophic kind of health insurance, where the little stuff you take care of yourself with your savings, and the big stuff, the health insurance would kick in to cover that.
Well, I actually have a medical savings account for myself
yeah.
and my family. But that would apply to you because that's basically just a tax avoidance method. So that would even help you.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, I mean, you know, you could just have a savings account and you can put money in there rather than paying into an insurance company.
I think also, you know, a healthy lifestyle is very important too, and being happy. I think a lot of the individuals that move here may not have been so happy where they were because of many different variables, including not having friends around to talk about their passionate ideas. And now that they've moved here, I think a lot of people find more happiness. They live what I can tell from my experience interacting, positive lives in many respects. And I think that has a lot to do with being a healthy person, mind, body, spirit, or however you want to see it. It's like, it's not just, you know, whether you go to get your checkups, but it's also whether or not you have a positive mind frame about a lot of things. And if you're dealing in positive terms and your actions are positive, I think that reflects and manifests itself in your body through being healthy and whatnot. Now, and the contrary is, like, a lot of the individuals we're interacting with in the bureaucracy, especially this one, Mr. Tebow.
The angry little troll at the local courthouse.
He looks like he's a bad person. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at this individual, and I'm not trying to comment on whether he's a good-looking person or not, but simply to say that when I first look at this individual, I'm like, wow, this is a little troll, dude. I mean, I'm sorry if that's you know, judgmental or whatever.
He's a little hunched over. He's got the perma frown.
Yeah, he's got this goofy face that's just like he delights himself in hurting people.
And yeah, he does. He's,
and I think that manifests itself.
His attitude manifests itself in his own physical nature.
Yes. And the same thing can be said for people who have a positive attitude and a positive outlook and are actually working to improve and be the change they want to see in the world.
I think that's true. It's kind of a metaphysical viewpoint, but I think there's a lot of truth to the idea that many health issues are in some ways manifested by your mind, that if you're not thinking healthy, then you may not end up being healthy.
Exactly.
There's something to that. I mean, if you look at like placebo effect, I think that gives you evidence of that. For instance, where people are, I mean, if you're not familiar with the placebo effect, it's where you're administered sugar pills in clinical trials instead of the supposed active medication, and by all golly, the sugar pills work too.
Right.
Because you're told when you take it that this is the pill. This is the pill that's going to help you. And if you believe that, then it does. In a lot of cases.
Well, also the voluntary family aspect, too, is that there's a lot of love in this community. There's a lot of caring about individuals and actually working to help them. It's not just like, oh, it's too bad that you had this happen. It's more like, oh, it's too bad you had this happen. How can I help you?
Right. When our friends were arrested yesterday, Jason Talley from Talley.tv and Kelly, who's a newer mover from Arizona, when they were arrested in court, it's not like we just shrugged our shoulders and said, gosh. And then went home. People went out to the jail. They went outside with video cameras. They were doing anything they could think of to assist that. We were talking with the sheriff's department about getting keys for Kelly's truck so we can move that and take it to somewhere where it's not going to get towed. And looking into retrieving their cell phones from court security so that they didn't have to sit in there. I mean, trying to think of whatever we could do to assist in those areas. So that helps too, because when you're dealing with an arrest and dealing with a situation like that, there's a lot of stress involved. And it's nice if you can get out and find out, oh yeah, my truck's already been moved, and my stuff was collected from the courtroom, and I don't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah, someone called my work, and
right.
Things like that.
So, does that answer your question, Crichton?
Yes, it does. I was just mostly just curious how you guys managed it up there, so many people. Because I know that if I took off work to go, like you said, like talk about officers not towing the party line and getting laid off. I know if I took off work to go do activism, I want to get resistance back, and there's no way to avoid that. So I know that a lot of your activist people up there have to have independent incomes in order to be able to do that on a consistent basis, like you, for example.
Sure, yeah, I have a very great freedom in the amount of time I can spend on activism, thank goodness, because I'm at a point in my life where that's possible. But there's a lot of people that are up here. I would say the majority of people have day-to-day jobs, things that they do, places they have to be, and they're not taking time off necessarily to do activism. It's just that if you get enough people together, and that's what's so critical, and what we're still striving for here, is to bring more people to New Hampshire. The more people you can get together, the more likely you're going to have different people working at different times. So it's not about taking time off as it is just doing what you can in the time that you have. And if you've got 200 activists from which to choose, maybe 20 of them will be able to make it out at 8 a.m. on a Monday morning because they don't have to work until noon. Or, they've got that day off and they work the next day. And each time something is an activist opportunity, different people can come out to it. More coming up for Free Talk Live.
on DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You were back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
You told me about it. Your kid and a wife.
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's Y-E-A-R-D-L-E-Y movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you. Jason Lewis here with the holidays just around the corner. Be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
Don't forget, you can join JJ over at Freekeen TV. Well, not really. You're not on the show. But you are the guy who's behind Freekeen TV, and you've been doing a great job with it. Coming up soon on episode 26, you're going to reach a half a year of doing Freekeen TV.
That's right.
Very soon, which is exciting. And it's a half an hour long weekly program that actually airs live here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this radio program. But it's also available, of course, via YouTube later on, a couple days later. Usually you get it up over at freekeene.com.
Yep.
And so folks can see kind of a window into the world of just some of the activism that's not just happening here in Keene, but sometimes you'll feature stuff from Manchester or other activism that's going on, yes, across the Shire. And the show just keeps getting better over time. The talent gets more comfortable with their roles, and it's fun to watch it evolve.
Awesome. It's a lot of fun to put on.
So you can go to tv.freekeene.com to get a quick link to all of the episodes and see what that's all about. It's just one of the many media things that are happening here in Keene. It's like to call it the media capital, the Liberty media capital of the world.
Indeed.
And I don't think we've been challenged on that yet, though Manchester is nipping at our heels, I would say, with a handful of different radio shows that they're doing out there now.
Well, when I first moved to New Hampshire with the Free State Project back in 2007, the reason I moved to Keene was because at the time, Keene was the Liberty media capital of the world.
Yeah.
And I'm here 4 years later, and it's still the capital. So,
no doubt. So head on over to tv.freekeene.com for Freekeene TV. Bitcoins, you can go to memorydealers.com to get physical bitcoins. Go to weusecoins.com to learn more about the Bitcoin. Maybe you've never heard of it before. Well, it's new. As of the last few years, it's the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash, and it can be used anywhere in the world without you having to ask permission from some government or corporation. You don't have to beg. You don't have to plead and entreat. You don't have to sign up for some form or get a credit check or anything like that. You just go and download the software and start using bitcoins. It can't be counterfeited or inflated, and now you can get them in physical form with a credit card or PayPal through Memory Dealers. It's an interesting little conversation starter and a possible gift. You can be part of the currency that's transforming the world at memorydealers.com, where you can get your physical bitcoins. Brian is listening to WGGH Monster Radio 1150 up in Illinois. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I just have a question, something that you guys, I'm a first-time caller, and I've only listened to your show for a couple times, and I agree with a lot of things that you say, but something that you said earlier sparked a question in me in regards to maybe just your personal behavior when it comes to free and fair elections here in the United States.
Okay.
You guys were talking in regards to the pension system, and you said that when you're dealing with criminals, you shouldn't be expected to get everything on the up and up. And I agree that the government uses a lot of force in terms to bring about its ends and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, in your own personal life, do you participate in free and fair elections, since you believe that the government is inherently corrupt? And also, it seems like you believe in the Constitution, because, and I believe in, you know, constitutionally limited government, but it just seemed like maybe there was a double standard there, as I believe in the Constitution, but I believe that the government that was set up by the Constitution is inherently corrupt, and I was just wondering, do you participate in elections? So let's start with the second point first.
And then get to the election question. Regarding the Constitution, I used to be one of these constitutional guys, so I totally understand the Constitution, you know, where it's coming from, and I think there are a lot of good ideas in there. Really, I do. I think that it was probably formed with the best of intentions. But as it's been said, the path to hell is paved with good intentions. And I think that all we need to do is really turn to Lysander Spooner, who said it best by saying that the Constitution we have either authorized the tyranny we have today or was powerless to prevent it. So I'm more than happy to use the Constitution and cite the Constitution as a set of rules that they, the government people, agreed to follow. I didn't. But it's a rule set for the government. That's what the Constitution is. It's not anything that sets rules for you and I. It's something that actually sets rules for the government to follow. And of course, as you have acknowledged here, they're incredibly corrupt. They don't care what the Constitution says. They crap all over it every chance they get and destroy as many of the so-called constitutional rights as possible.
Right. As soon as they burn and shred their founding document, they have no foundation upon which to stand. They are a corrupt organization. The taxation is theft, period. I mean, there's no real question about that. It's I mean, as far as using force to get their way and monopolizing certain aspects of the marketplace, I think that's all just arguments to back up the idea that they are criminal.
So moving to the elections issue, JJ, elections.
Yes, I personally don't generally take part in elections. I will probably vote for for Ron Paul in the primary here in New Hampshire, but primary isn't an election. That's a private party line system.
Well, no, it's done by the government here.
Sure, but it's not an election in the same sense that you're forcing someone else some will on other people. You're just choosing whoever the nominee is, and they have to go on and win their real election.
I disagree with you on that, JJ, that you would in any way be forcing someone to accept something by voting in an election.
I'm trying to circumvent that argument, basically.
Yeah. So I will vote. I have no objection to voting. In fact, there was a discussion about voting the other night. It got kind of heated between us and another caller. And I don't see, you know, the claims that voting is evil or voting is violence or any of that nonsense. I think that voting is a defensive measure for a lot of people who see it as a way to pick the lesser of two evils or perhaps pick a principled candidate if you're lucky and you know, maybe have a slight chance of changing something. I don't think there's any chance of changing anything in federal elections. I think that's all completely a joke, and there's no way that anything will change there through voting, because if voting actually changed anything, they'd probably make it illegal.
So would you vote for Ron Paul in the general election?
Would I vote for Ron Paul? If Ron Paul were on the ballot, I'd vote for Ron Paul in the general election, for sure.
Certainly.
For sure. But I wouldn't be under any illusions that... I'm sorry?
It would just be a moot point if you didn't believe that it was going to change anything nationally.
Correct. I don't really believe that it will change anything nationally, but there are usually local elections at the same time that I would go and vote in those, and I feel like voting in a local election, especially in a place like New Hampshire, where the voting districts are very, very small, the average district is like 3,000 population, so then there's 400-plus people in the House of Representatives here. It's the largest legislative body in any of the states, and so that makes it very possible for average people to win elections rather than, you know, the power elite, so
right,
to speak.
Exactly.
And so so we've seen elections here decided by a handful of votes, or in some cases some votes have been just one vote. So really it's true that a vote can make a difference on a smaller, more local level. So I think it's much more effective to vote there. Federal government is mostly power seekers, mostly criminals, corrupt people, with the exception of Ron Paul. So that's why I vote for him. So we've done a lot of talking, but I'd like to hear your thoughts, Brian. So if you can, stick with us. We'll bring it back. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He's new to Free Talk Live, and when you're new to Free Talk Live, there's a lot of ideas here that may be a little iconoclastic, a little unusual, certainly unusual for talk radio. 855-450-FREE, you can take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk about pretty much anything you want. Here on Free Talk Live, and it's live 7 nights per week, even during the holidays. As long as we can find a board operator who's willing to be bribed a little extra to come in and work for us on days like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, we're going to be here for you. And as I understand it, we will have board operators this weekend, so we'll be live on all of those days. So join us as we continue here, 855-450-FREE. And join us online as well over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on the site there, including news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for either email updates, Twitter, Facebook, whichever works best for you. News.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones and the fun. Brian, listening in Illinois to Monster Radio 1150 in Marion, WGGH. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live. Relatively new to the program, asking some good questions about the Constitution and elections, and you got some answers, but I'm curious to what you thought.
Well, first of all, it's Ryan from Marion. But
I apologize. They put a B in front of it. Go ahead, Ryan.
No big deal. Happens all the time. The idea of my question was is really that whether, you know, the Constitution guarantees the citizens of the United States the ability to participate in free and fair elections. That's one of the benefits of the Constitution. So it seems to me that there's sort of like a double standard that we can pick and choose what we like out of the Constitution. We like the fact that it can guarantee us the idea that we can participate in these free and fair elections. But we don't like some of these other things, so that we will just sort of denigrate it in that respect.
To like
me,
what?
It seems like it's an all. Well, the idea that, for instance, the idea that you said that the idea is that you were talking about some of the rules that in the court proceedings and stuff like that. I know those are not constitutionally mandated, but they seem to me to be sort of the quid pro quo of being part of the American experience, the American experiment in democracy.
Can you get a little more specific? I'm confused.
Well, I mean, first off, we need to start off by saying that America was never meant to be a democracy. It was started off as a republic.
Exactly.
And the America left that, the Constitution and the idea of a republic, long behind a long time ago. So as far as I'm concerned, they're not even looking at the Constitution for any sort of guidance or restriction.
No, it's a dead letter. I mean, it really is.
So yes, I'm definitely, as a voluntarist or anarchist or whatever you want to term me as, I'm going to pick and choose what I'm going to use against the state to defend myself at any time, and whether or not you think it's a double standard, I could care less, because the state is full of double standards. The state is full of you can't do this, but we can. We have a monopoly on violence. We have a monopoly on who can carry guns in certain locations. We have a monopoly on who can touch who. You can't even touch certain people without getting thrown in a cage.
But they can touch me. I was assaulted by one of the guards at the court today.
So as far as I'm concerned...
Or yesterday.
Yes. I'm going to pick and choose exactly what I'm going to use, and I'm going to pick whatever double standards I want. As long as I can use this information to defend my person against the state aggression and their ideas of monopolistic, just domineering of individuals, yeah.
Right. Well, I think that's because we don't have any reverence for the state. I mean, it's as we discussed earlier tonight, it's a religion, and it's a crazy religion. A dangerous religion, one that pits human beings against each other, different people with different interests, pits them all against one another and says, all right, whoever can get control of this gun in the room will be able to wield it against everyone else. And so year in, year out, people are constantly fighting with one another over control of this concept known as the state, which allows people to use violence against other human beings with so-called legitimacy, and I'll do anything I can to destroy the legitimacy of this institution, of this idea.
Peacefully.
Destroy it peacefully. And so if that means that, I'm going to do civil disobedience or non-cooperation or vote for Ron Paul or whatever, I'll do whatever it takes. I don't know if I've addressed your issue, though.
You've definitely addressed it. You brought up some pertinent points. I appreciate it, guys, and hope you have a... great holiday season.
Brian, same to you. Don't hesitate to call in.
Take care, man.
Anytime. We always are happy to take questions or your thoughts. And thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Joe in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and JJ. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Joe, what's on your mind?
I was just calling to let you guys know I've been watching. I'm kind of new to this, not the Liberty Movement per se, but to... kind of as hardcore as you guys are. I'm new to, just to give you an example, I went to Porkfest, and I'd never heard of Cop Block, I'd never heard of Free Keen and all that kind of stuff. I was already a libertarian. I've started to get into watching all the videos that you guys put up as far as...
For our listeners that don't know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but for the listeners that don't know, Porkfest is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Usually good to throw that out there. It's an event that the Free State Project puts on once a year. It's a summertime campout event. It's a lot of fun. Would you agree, Joe? I mean, did you have a good time at Porkfest?
I mean, it's an absolute blast, and for so many reasons. There's so many good people there, and there's so much fun to be had, and there's so many great conversations to be had. I mean, it's just it's an outstanding experience. And to go off on a tangent about it, one of my favorite examples of just how great, you know, libertarians in general are and the people at Porkfest was people would just leave their valuables out wherever they felt, and they knew no one would take them. And that's, I mean, there was one guy who left his computer just sitting there. You know, it was probably at least $500 computer, and he knew no one was going to steal it, which is just, you know, something. It's, you know, there's something to be said for that. You know,
I've actually known of someone who tested this out by leaving an expensive watch on a table for an entire day,
and just they left, to see what would happen.
Yeah, and it was sitting on a picnic table by one of the sites, and he wasn't at his site, and he just left it there just to see what would happen. It was a $5,000 like Rolex type watch. Was, you know, gold encrusted, this and that. And he came back at the end of the day, and it was still there.
it's a good group of folks. It's a group of people that really is in touch with morals, because I think you really have to be a moral person to accept the ideas of liberty, to understand that it's wrong to aggress against other peaceful human beings, and that in order to live free, you have to allow others to live free. I think it's a very moral
movement.
It's a
beautiful place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just to kind of continue what I was saying, I'm going to be. I've made the decision. I plan on moving to New Hampshire after watching all these videos. I'm definitely going to be making the move up there. I'm going to be attending the law school at University of New Hampshire in Concord. So I have
great.
Full intentions to do that. It's about 50 miles away from Keene, about 20 miles away from Manchester, and I definitely want to get active. I definitely want to get into all that kind of stuff.
Well, it all hinges on you and what you want to do. A lot of individuals come here with a fire in their belly, and there's plenty of opportunities for you to jump at. I understand your schooling would probably take priority because you're probably investing in that.
Mm.
And I more power to you if you become a lawyer that can help some of these liberty candidates sue the state. That's what personally I want to see. Is I understand Ian doesn't like using state aggression, and I can totally respect that. But I personally would like to see the state, I'd like to see some of these individuals within the state be sued personally. And to have, you know, they'll just quit their job because they don't want to face this anymore. That sort of thing.
I hope
on.
So.
But,
I've seen a lot of what you guys do as far as, you know, all over the place on cop block and stuff. And it's just really impressive and very, you know, it's something I really want to get involved with as far as, you know, in a lot of these situations, you're saying, you know, I'm a peaceful person here, just, you know, uphold your own laws and all these types of things. And it's just very, you know, it's very inspiring. So I'm glad to hear that, and that's
our intention, at least it's in my intention to inspire others. And people ask, well, Ian, you've got a radio show. This is bad. You can't be put in a jail cell. And, well...
You proved them wrong.
Well, I have been put in a jail cell, and I think it's important to do what you say is important. Like, I say a lot about civil disobedience. I speak about disobedience and non-cooperation, and I'd be a hypocrite if I weren't willing to engage in that. And so I'm glad that it is inspiring people. But, of course, you're probably going to be pretty careful. If you're looking for a career in law, you really can't be doing any kind of non-cooperation, so you may have to consider more of a support role, maybe kind of a legal assistance sort of role, or maybe working in the political system, because if you get convicted of a criminal act, there's no way you're going to get past the bar exam or get a bar license.
Yeah, there's certain things that I can do, and whatever I can do is what I'm going to do.
Looking forward to it, Joe. Thanks for the call, man. We're coming up.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck. At crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul.
This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. Not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where we'll give you all kinds of stuff, like our listening options. You can listen via broadband or dial-up flavors of streams. We have them both around the clock, 24/7. You get the latest episode of Free Talk Live there on our streams. And, of course, if we're live, you'll hear us live. But the other 21 hours a day, you'll hear the latest episode. And they're all free, so go to listen.freetalklive.com, get tuned in that way. And also on the listen page, you'll find links to our over 100 great radio stations that air this show throughout the country at different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, which include XM Satellite Radio on two different channels up on XM. A little webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more as we go to you and your thoughts here. Let's talk to Kelvin, listening in Colorado. Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian and JJ.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I kind of resonate with that the previous caller about being kind of a libertarian for a long time and then tuning in to your show and finding it was seemed like it was really hardcore compared to my views. And so that's started me digging in and questioning different things that that kind of come up on the show.
Excellent.
So anyway, I wanted to mention that because I think maybe a lot of people that tune into this, even if they are already liberty-minded, are sort of taken aback by, you're sort of like extremists.
We're extremists for liberty.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like the path of liberty leads to the point we're at now as individuals. You know, we've come to this point of the principles are very, very simple. You know, do not use force on other. Do not initiate force. Do not initiate fraud. And
that's extreme, apparently, right?
And, yeah, do not damage someone else's property, and only deal in voluntary, consensual interactions.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea that, and I get why people think it's extreme, because it's different from the way they were raised, it's different from the way many people in society believe, but ultimately, none of those things you're saying, JJ, are extreme. I mean,
no, they're not.
Interacting with other human beings in a peaceful manner, that's not extreme.
You taught this stuff in kindergarten.
Right, and then you proceed to lose it over all the other years of your indoctrination.
Exactly, and it's like a lot of other things that are like, okay, here's the words, and we're going to parrot them, and we believe them. But the idea of actually sitting back and thinking about taking them to, like, real-world conclusions of what those things you're saying mean, you know, that kind of goes beyond the, like, what I understand to be the, like, the mainstream libertarian point of view.
Yeah, and I think another reason maybe they seem extreme to people is because, like you're saying, when you take it to the end, you take it to the conclusion, what it says to folks is that things going to change, and change is scary for people, and it can seem like the kind of change we're talking about seems extreme. It's a big change from where we currently are.
When you're looking at it from my perspective, I will speak to myself instead of speaking for other people, but from my perspective, once I've reached this point in my principled sort of evolution, my ideology of principles, it's like you get to the point... And I look out and I say, wow, the society we live in is really messed up.
Mm.
You know, when I have these principles that I hold about force and fraud and that sort of stuff, it's like, wow, how have things gotten this bad? How have things been how have people just been allowing this to happen for so long?
Mass indoctrination and fear-mongering. I mean, really. That's it.
It's really too bad that that more people couldn't have jumped on to this, let's say, 20 years ago before, you know, we had all this terrorism stuff, because now it seems like it's extremely risky to have these opinions because it's so easy, you know, the laws have been changed and the Patriot Act and how the mindset of the, you know, average person on the street is like, it's real easy to say, oh, this person is, you know, acting like a terrorist or trying to change our system, and you know it just seems a lot more dangerous these days than it would have been.
Well, JJ told me something to that point, Kelvin. JJ told me something during one of the breaks about how they're considering, as of just a few years ago, they were considering speaking out against the government, low-level terrorism.
Yeah, and what they had in the DOD training manual, one of their first questions, it was a multiple-choice question, and it said, list one of these options as, which one of these options is low-level terrorism? And they had, like, an IED was one option. Attacking the Pentagon was another option, and then there was another violent option, and then finally the last option was political protest.
Mm.
And the right answer was political protest. So the DOD, since 2009, has been training individuals to see political protest as low-level terrorism, and then you factor in the latest version of the NDAA and the indefinite torture clause, or indefinite detention, I'm sorry, clause, and you see that now political people who speak out against the government can be labeled terrorists very easily and then thrown in a cage.
You know, go ahead.
It's pretty horrifying. And I remember some years ago when I used to go to the gun shows and I'd see, you know, all, you know, the tables with all the bumper stickers and all that stuff, and I'd see this one that says United States Constitution or Bill of Rights, then stamped across it says, void, were prohibited by law. And I thought, oh man, that, you know, there's some definite nut job kook that came up with that. And, you know,
and now you have one on your car.
Well, if I were a bumper sticker kind of guy, I'd definitely have one on my car.
The issue of your point about, well, you wish that you'd have come on board with this 20 years ago, or that these ideas would have been more popular 20 years ago. Clearly, they were out there, right? I mean, a lot of the books that are great liberty books are older than 20 years old. So the ideas were there. It's just the methods of propagating them were just not very successful. And so as a result, here we are now, you know, we can't go back in time. And so what we have to do is deal with the situation as it stands. It is a scary situation. They intend to scare you. They want to scare you into doing nothing. They want to scare you because they must see those who are in control, the power sickos. They must see that people like Ron Paul are having success, and that's got to be scary to them. And so they want you to be afraid. They want to ratchet it up. They want to ramp up the amount of fear. So people who are considering doing something radical, like joining the Free State Project and moving to New Hampshire and getting active for liberty, will think again and think to themselves, my God, I can't do that. They might nuke New Hampshire. They might take a sniper and kill us all.
Right.
You know, or they'll put us all in internment camps or whatever other fear-mongering that has resulted in them thinking those things. now it's more important than ever for someone to take action. I mean, think about it like that, right? If people wait another 10 years before they finally decide to get active,
right,
what's it going to look like then? So if anything, the fact that it is so scary now should be the reason why someone says to themselves, that's it, I've had enough, I'm going to stand up for myself and what I believe in and actually do something for liberty rather than sit here and cower and hope that they just leave my family alone. Because the longer you wait, the more likely they are to come after you. And then if you're not around other people who are concerned for you, who give a damn about freedom like we do here in New Hampshire, then what are you going to do? If they come after you and your family in 5 more years and you're all alone and everybody else is around you is too damn scared to stand up for you, where does that leave you? So you got to do something now and start making plans.
I'm coming to the Liberty Forum and checking out New Hampshire. So
that's a fine start, Kelvin. I appreciate your call tonight, as always. Let's talk to Eric, listening to WMTM in Moultrie, Georgia. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to make a quick point. First of all, I think a lot of stuff that you guys discuss is great. I think the dialogue is absolutely necessary. But I just want to make the point that we're in an imperfect world. And I think that hopefully you'd admit that none of us are perfect.
We
all have flaws and errors. And historically, our form of government, which, like you said a couple calls ago, is actually a republic, has been the strongest form of government in terms of allowing people to have freedom and allowing people to, have that pursuit of happiness. So the biggest
tell that to the slaves, man.
Yeah, it's kind of evolved past that, though.
And tell that to all the people that are oppressed and arrested in this country today. 1 in 3 Americans under the age of 23 have been arrested.
Right.
This is an idea that it was good for its time, right? But now we, like JJ said, we need to move past it and reject the idea of the state and move into a new plateau for mankind.
Peaceful evolution.
Well, and that's, let me finish, and that's what I would ask you guys.
I wish we could let you finish. But we're out of time. How about this? Make a note. Call us back tomorrow night right at the top of the show, and we'll continue this then. How about that?
All right, man. That sounds good.
You guys, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. We are nailed to the clock, unfortunately. But that's okay. We do it 7 nights a week, so you can always call again. We'll talk to you then. Thanks, JJ.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.